Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. Jesus says, "No one knows." People from different eras and different continents over time have tried to predict the end date. But just like the wind, it comes and it goes. Perhaps people should have taken Jesus' word a little more seriously. Concerning that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but the Father only. That's an interesting point of theology for professionals and armchair theologians. Don't the Father and the Son ever talk? Don't they share pertinent information? Didn't Jesus say, "When you see me, you have seen the Father"? And can't we assume when you talk to the Son, you are talking to the Father? Yes. And yet, in that one Godhead, we know there are three distinct persons. In other words, some things in this relationship of the Holy Trinity are beyond our knowing. Our logic fails to understand, but God's logic is perfectly sound, and it's a test of our fidelity to trust what he says. If the Father has determined that only he knows the day, then we trust that this too is for our good. Otherwise, we might live entirely different lives to which the Father would say, "That is not good." Somehow I suspect we'd either hurt each other more, or hoard resources, or think we're better than somebody else because we know the day and the hour and others don't. So it is, again, best that we say, "Thy will be done." Only the Father knows. Apparently, though no one can find the exact quote from Martin Luther, it has been often attributed to him, this little proverb: "Live every day as though it were your last, but go ahead and plant the apple tree." We don't know what tomorrow will bring, but we live in hope. We don't know when God will usher in the consummation, the end of all things. We don't know when the Son is going to return with a wonderful display of glory. But two things are certain. Number one, we shouldn't live as though it will never happen. The Bible warns us against hedonism, which is a philosophy of eat, drink, be merry, for tomorrow never comes. Therefore, ignore your neighbor's needs, ignore what God's word says, and instead satisfy your own desires. God won't care. It's not as though he's ever flooded the earth in response to man's wanton neglect of the spiritual or the neglect of our neighbor in need. Oh, wait. Yes, he actually has. In fact, Jesus in our text today even compares the future to the past. He compares the coming of the Son of Man to Genesis chapters 4 through 9 in the beginning. "For in those days," he says, "before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day when Noah entered the ark." It does not say that they were worshiping and serving God and caring for their neighbors in need. "And they were unaware until the flood came and swept them all away. So will be the coming of the Son of Man." I guess we shouldn't be too surprised at the great apostasy that we might feel and see happening all around us, that God warned us about in his word and is already here, and it's increasing. That is, people who don't know God and don't care about tomorrow, don't care about their neighbors in need. More and more people may become unaware of the things to come. Woe to our children, and woe to our children's children. So that's number one. We shouldn't live as though it will never happen. We don't know when, but we must be ready. And secondly, number two, we should live with faith in God's gracious coming and be prepared for joy when he comes. Christmas, which is only 24 days away, is not a time to celebrate the end of the year with presents and family get-togethers. Shocking. It's time to celebrate with faith and joy the new creation that we are by God's gracious coming to be with us here on planet Earth in the flesh and blood of our Savior Jesus Christ. Let me end today, I know, quick, with two contrasting questions. How you answer these two questions indicates what's wrong with you and what's right apart from you. Are you ready? No lengthy commentary here. I'm just going to end the sermon today with these two questions. So ponder them in your heart this whole season of Advent. Number one, who's ready for the end? And number two, who's ready for a birth? God grant us all readiness for the end and faith in his gracious coming in the manger. In Jesus' holy name, amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.